Man is only miserable so far as he thinks himself so. Man is only miserable so far as he thinks himself so. How many times have you thought a problem and then you thought, golly, that's a bad problem, that's a tough problem, that's something that's going to be hard to work with? Little by little, you built it up in your consciousness until it was hard to work with. And it was something that was not very pleasant to do. And you thought, why did you allow yourself to create that in your world? And created in your world is exactly what you did, exactly what we do. We think someone's angry at us. And so we think, why are they angry at us? What did we do that made them angry at us? Are we thinking about this or that or the other thing? What are we doing? What makes them angry at us? And so we keep building it up. Now, if we were to take that and make a different change on that, and we were to say, why is that person happy with me? And then we start thinking about why that person is happy with us, and we start seeing that that person really is happy with us, and we are changing our total attitude about everything and that person and ourselves. Now, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Do you want to live in a world filled with happiness? Well, then start thinking that everybody loves you. Everybody wants good for you. Everybody wants happiness for you. Everybody wants your world to be just supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, just wonderful beyond words, beyond imagination. And this is something we do when we think is it so. Man is only miserable insofar as he thinks himself so. Man is only happy insofar as he thinks himself so. What are you going to do? Are you going to think yourself so? Are you going to think yourself happy? Are you going to think yourself joyous? Are you going to think yourself magnificent? What are you going to do? How are you going to think of yourself? How are you going to believe about yourself? What are you going to know about yourself? What are you going to make out of your life? Are you going to be happy? Oh, I'm going to be so happy. I'm going to be so happy. I'm going to be filled with joy and filled with love and filled with peace and filled with harmony and filled with everything that is beautiful by my choice. If I ever have a frown on my face, it's my face and it's me that's frowning, not the world. Me. And what a silly thing for me to do. What a wasteful thing for me to take the muscles of my face and make a frown out of them. Because it's my body that's having this miserable experience, and stupid. Well, let's be smart. And let's say, I'm going to really make something out of my life, really make something out of my world, really make something out of who and what I am. And I'm going to be a happy camper and a happy person, because that's who I am. And that's all I am. And that's all I care about. Yes, that's all I am, and that's all I care about. Now, man is only happy insofar as he thinks himself so. Isn't that interesting? Man is miserable insofar as he thinks himself so. Now, who wants to think themselves miserable? Who wants to think of themselves as unhappy? Who wants to think of themselves as having any problem whatsoever in their life? Now, I would say any thinking, intelligent person would not do that. If you are awake and you put your hand on a hot stove and you get burned, you're stupid, because you know that stove is hot or that stove is not hot. You put your hand near the stove, you can feel the heat, and you don't go any closer. Once you start feeling unhappy, you don't go any closer. You go away from unhappiness and you go away into your reality of happiness. And as you go away into your reality of happiness, then your reality of happiness is all that you are. It's your choice. It's our choice. It's our decision for ourselves. Man is only as happy as he thinks himself so. Only as happy as he thinks himself so. Do you want to have a happy experience? Well, start thinking yourself a happy person. Start thinking yourself a joyous person, a fulfilled person, a magnificent person, a glorious person. Start thinking of yourself as somebody who is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, beyond imagination, beyond all that you could ever dream about. And then know that that's what it's all about. That's what life is all about. That's what you and I are all about. Man is only as miserable as he thinks of himself so. So, if we're only as miserable as we think ourselves so, why would we ever want to think ourselves being miserable? Why would we ever want to think miserable thoughts in our life, in our heart, in our world? Why would we ever want to do that? Well, we have a habit sometimes of being unhappy with ourselves. We have a habit sometimes of thinking that life is not cool, life is not wonderful. We have a habit sometimes of thinking that this world is not fantastic, and it truly is. Now, what do we want to do about a world that we have a habit of thinking is not fantastic? Turn it around, turn it around, turn it around, and start thinking the world is a happy place. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Have we ever heard that before? Ho, 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 ho. We've heard that many, many, many times. And as we have heard that many, many, many times, what happens to us? Sometimes we just ignore it. Sometimes we just ignore it because it seems to be something that's repetitious. It's something that is going on that we have no control over. But we do have control over it. We have control over every single thing that we have in our mind. If we say miserable, miserable what it is. If we say happy, happy is what it is. Now, what do you want it to be? Where do you want it to be? How do you want it to be? What is the most important thing for you in life? Is for you to like yourself and to be happy. For you to like yourself and to be happy. Nobody likes you when you don't like yourself and you're not happy. Because everybody says, I'm going to stay away from that person. They have a thing about them of being unhappy. No way. No way do I want that in my world. No way. No way do I want that in my life. No way. I'm a happy person. I'm a joyous person. I'm a happy person. I'm a joyous person. I'm filled with love. I'm filled with love. I'm filled with love. And watch it happen to you. Watch it happen to you that you are filled with love. You are filled with joy. You are filled with peace. You are, because that's what you're now putting into yourself. That's what you're now telling yourself. That's what you're now being right now. Being filled with love, and how wonderful that is. Nobody in the world can do it for us. Nobody in the world can tell us how to be filled with love because nobody in the world knows how to be filled with love. They just don't know how to be filled with love. And that's okay. That's okay. We know how to be filled with love. Oh, indeed we do. We know how to be filled with love. And we are filled with love because that's our only choice. That's our only decision for ourselves. That's our only world that we live in, a world filled with love. Filled with peace, filled with joy, filled with magnificence, and then what else matters? Nothing. Nothing else matters whatsoever when we start going around with a smile on our face, joy in our heart, love in our presence. This is who we are. This is what we are. This is all we are, and nothing else matters. Nothing else matters whatsoever because that's all we are. Are you ready? Are you ready to live as this life filled with love and peace and harmony and goodness? Well, get those affirmations going. I like me. I'm filled with peace. I'm filled with love. I'm filled with joy. I'm surrounded by happy people. I am a joyous person. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm healthy, healthy, healthy. I'm wealthy, wealthy, wealthy. I'm happy, happy, happy. What a bunch of wonderful words to have my world filled in. I am as much those things as so far as I think myself those things. That's where it starts, that's where it goes, and that's what it is. I think myself to be fantastic. now and forever. But of course, I think everybody else is fantastic too, because they are my reflection. And as my reflection, they are wonderful. And being wonderful, it is fantastic. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to be a great and glorious person by choice? Let's go that route today, all of us. Let's all of us take that path and walk that path and say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. I am happy. I am joyous. I am free now all the time. I like me. I like me. I like me. Have a wonderful day, my joyous, wonderful reflections. I love you. I love you. I love you with all my heart and soul and being.